Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Why is it so important to help churches with prayer? Mark Mirza helps churches and individuals with prayer on a full-time basis. As part of the ministry, he coaches men and women, churches and organizations, in how to start up and improve existing prayer groups in America and Kenya. Prayer, talking to God. Prayer, listening to God. Sounds like communication, doesn't it? Sounds like communication in a relationship, doesn't it? A relationship that is made possible through faith in Jesus Christ. My friend, in Christ who loves you so much that no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the situation might be, even at this moment, he loves you so much that he reaches out to you with his everlasting arms of love. In fact, those same arms of love stretched wide on the cross. Christ died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ calls you to himself. My friend, if you don't know Jesus, if you have not put your trust in Jesus, you can do that today. That's our prayer. Maybe you already know the Lord. You're walking with the Lord. Are you strong in the Lord, or is this a weak moment in your walk of faith? Well, this is the right time to listen and for us to be together, because Mark Mirza will speak and share about such a vital ministry that he has. Ministry of prayer. Mark Mirza was in the corporate world before working at First Baptist Church, Atlanta, Georgia. He's the founder of Common Thread Ministries. He's married to Nida. They live in downtown Atlanta and attend 1027 Church, where he was ordained. Mark, welcome to our show.
Thank you, my friend. I'm grateful to be on here with you.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up, it doesn't sound like I'm from the South, does it? Oh, praise the Lord. I say that in churches all the time, because someone always asks me, where did you grow up, Mark? And I ask them, do I sound like I'm from the South? And they'll say no, and I'll say, praise the Lord. And I always get a couple of guffaws and boos when I do that. But I actually grew up in the San Francisco area. So I am actually from, if you'll forgive me saying it this way, I'm actually from the left coast.
What part of San Francisco?
Actually, when I met my wife, I was living atop Potrero Hill. I could look out my back door and see Candlestick Park, and I could look out the front door and see downtown San Francisco. And then I left drop-dead gorgeous San Francisco for Cleveland, Ohio. That's got to tell you something about love.
Who influenced you? Well, Cleveland, Believe Land, right? Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, it depends on what you're talking about. When it came to my work ethic, my dad. Mm-hmm. When it came to being sensitive to individuals, believe it or not, it was my mom. Which, if you know her, you'd think that's kind of weird. But when it came to prayer, the one who was my mentor, although I didn't know it until years after he passed away, was Dr. Ferdin. He was a man who flew over to the Philippines to Lusan 2 not to listen to all the speakers. He flew there to pray while the speakers were speaking. I never forgot that. And so he was my mentor with regards to prayer, although I never knew that.
How did you become a Christian?
I was I became saved in the San Francisco area when my parents started a evangelical free church in the garage of a friend of theirs in Brisbane. And just a couple of years later, I accepted Christ as my Savior. So I accepted Christ when I was 7 years old. I'm 59 now, which means I've been saved for 52 years. Mm. Although, as it typically goes, I didn't live a very godly life all of my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Evangelical Free Church. You know, I'm ordained with the EFCA.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Cool. Well, what difference has Christ made in your life?
Well, I've always known that Christ was there. I had the opportunity to come up under very, very orthodox teaching. So I've never doubted God. I've never doubted that he was there. But in all honesty, it wasn't until I became immersed in prayer about 10 or 12 years ago that I was able to walk through difficulties with peace that we read about in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, peace that completely transcends your understanding. And so I often will pray for people, especially those in difficult situations, Brother Danny, and you mentioned that at the beginning of this broadcast. And I will often pray for them that they will have a peace that completely transcends their understanding, because I know that that God does exist. I even handle that when it comes to talking to people about not worrying, or talking to people about thanking the Lord for everything. We know 1 Thessalonians 5:18, which says, in everything give thanks, but we miss often Ephesians 5:20, which tells us that we're actually to thank the Lord for everything. Well, that puts a completely different mindset on our difficulties. You mean God actually wants me to thank him for this difficulty? Well, yes, because he is sovereign. The issue is thanking him in every situation, which is more of an intellectual thing, or thanking him for it, which means I need to actually submit myself to him. And it was at that time when I chose to submit myself to the Lord that all of a sudden he became so real in my life.
A bit of organization of my thoughts as I reflect on what you're saying. Were you moving and ministering in prayer while you were in the corporate world, or did this happen after that, or was there a dovetail?
Good question. It was a dovetail. I remember 13 years ago, exactly where my wife and I were sitting, when Dr. Stanley, the church we went to, First Atlanta for a number of years, when Dr. Charles Stanley introduced some guy as a prayer pastor, and unfortunately, I remember exactly what I was thinking. I'm looking up there, my arms are crossed, and I remember thinking this exactly. What a boring job that must be. It is now my passion. And I remember thinking at that time, Brother Danny, I'm thinking, you know, this isn't a good thing to be thinking. But the truth is, the Lord allowed this to become a passion for me. And so it became a passion while I was leading Dr. Stanley's men's prayer ministry. And so while I'm leading his men's prayer ministry, I'm still in the corporate world, and I would have such a wonderful time with men and women that are not saved, but they knew me. And so I would say to them, hey, how can I pray for you? And I never had anybody turn me down. In the industry I was in, we had a lot of gay men and women, and so I wouldn't challenge their choices. I would simply say, hey, I can tell you're struggling. How can I pray for you? And it was so cool to have them let me pray for them. In fact, I go to events in the A&D community now, A&D meaning architects and interior designers. I go to A&D events all the time now with my wife, but as a spouse. And they'll come up to me, especially the ones that are pretty hardcore. They'll come up to me and whisper in my ear. They'll say, Mark, are you still doing that that church thing? And I'll smile with them and say yes. And I often give them some of my business cards that have my free short stories on them, or tell them about a book I've written. And I have a lot of fun with them because they knew when I asked to pray for them, it was because I was concerned for them. So yes, it dovetailed into while I was in the corporate world. And in fact, my ministry name, Common Thread Ministries, came from a Bible study that I wanted to start with the A&D community, and did start it with them. I remember an interior designer and I were at lunch, and we're talking about this Bible study we wanted to start in the A&D community. And as we're walking across the street, I have to confess, jaywalking across the street, oops, I said to Michael, I said, what's the common thread? We're architects, we're designers, we're reps. What's the common thread? And, of course, from that came the name Common Thread Ministries.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What drove you or compelled you early on in life to become an architect?
Well, I was a rep. I wasn't an architect. But what drove me was sales. I love to talk. I love to get in front of people. And I love to do sales when I'm focusing upon what's important for the other person. I never was one of these people that would shove my, well, no, some people might disagree with me on that. but I always knew that the best salesmen and women were salespeople that were all about relationship. And so when it came to sales, I was all about relationship, always. And so it was my love for relationship that drove me in everything that I have done and everything that I do. To me, it's all about relationship. I'm not there to win an argument, although I'll talk to people about why I believe what I believe all day long. I'm not there to win an argument. When I get to heaven, there are going to be people there who baptize differently than me. When I get to heaven, there are going to be people there that speak and pray differently than me. John 17:21 says, the way they will know that I came from the Father, Jesus' high priestly prayer, the way they will know that I came from the Father, I always insert, has nothing to do with my ability to parse doctrine. The way they will know that I came from the Father, it has nothing to do with love. He brings that up two verses later. The way they will know that I came from the Father has to do with your unity. And so I'm all about relationship. I want to do relationship, but in the context of Scripture.
Mark Mirza. Mark Mirza is a man of prayer. He is a teacher of the art, the ministry of prayer, and he lives the life of a man of prayer. Prayer could be elusive in the body of Christ, in the life of the church. Elusive in the sense that it's something that many in the church do in a religious way. There are prayers that we have learned, there are prayers that we memorize, prayer, even the Lord's Prayer that the Lord Jesus himself taught us to pray. But what is prayer? And what difference does it make? Why is it so important? Why would Mark Mirza have a full-time ministry to help churches and individuals in prayer? When we come back, Mark will share more of the dynamism of this calling. Why is he so passionate about prayer? Well, we'll hear it from him. Of course, Mark collects Christian books. Did you know that? Collects Christian books, of course. What kind of books? Mainly on prayer. Of course, mainly on prayer. When we come back, you'll hear from Mark sharing more heart-to-heart with you, with us. I think that as we hear him and as we converse in this enriching dialogue, there are things that he will share that are going to penetrate our hearts and be activated by the Spirit of God in the realm of prayer. Prayer in our lives that will make a difference in our situation. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
You can find out more about Mark Mirza at markmirza.com. That's Mark, M-I-R-Z-A. .com. I mentioned that he reads Christian books, but books on prayer. He collects those old Christian books. Let me indulge myself for a while. I want to have a conversation with Mark about the books that he has read. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. Mark Mirza, our guest today. Perhaps you're tuning in right now, caught the tail end of the last segment. You can get this program in its entirety for free at The Good Life Hawaii. .com. Mark, what are some of your favorite classics on prayer?
Holy smokes, that's too loaded of a question. Well, William Gurnall wrote a book in the 1600s on spiritual warfare, and it is one of the most brilliant books on spiritual warfare that there is. Spiritual warfare is one of those things that's been taken out into la-la land, and he did an incredible job on it. I just picked up a book by David McIntyre at the turn of the century, the 20th century, early 1900s. He wrote The Hidden Life of Prayer, and that is fabulous. That actually is available on my website for, I think, $5. Mm-hmm. But I also love Andrew Murray. Mm-hmm. I wish I could say I like, who's the other guy who did I just lost his name, prayer. Anyway, Andrew Murray, most of his books are done in 31-day segments. So what I'm in the middle of doing right now is 31 days with Andrew Murray. I'm bringing all of his books together. So it's going to be about 6 or 7 months worth of 31 days with Andrew Murray. He is so brilliant. Such concise insights on prayer. One of my daily devotionals, actually two of my daily devotionals are his. One of them is something that we put up on one of my Facebook pages called Common Thread Ministries. Every single day, just one of his insights. Something else that we do is I collect books from, 1800s, 1600s. And one of my books from the 1800s, 1830s, we've turned it into a daily devotional. Now, back in the 1800s, when these people talked about prayer and they talked about the Word of God, they were just simple and concise, and they were all about obedience. So this is a precept and a promise and a prayer for every day of the year. So they have done some really wonderful things. And in fact, it is the study of the itinerant preachers, which I love doing. The study of the itinerant preachers is what caused me to write my first nonfiction novel. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, my first fiction novel. And my wife is an interior designer, okay? I collect so many books, and we live in a condo in downtown Atlanta. I collect so many books that she's concerned about the pounds per square foot on our floors here. Mm-hmm. I, I tell her, baby, I'm in the prayer business. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
What is so powerful about prayer?
Well, you know, you actually alluded to it in a backdoor sort of a way when we ended the last segment. You said that prayer is often elusive, and you're right. That's why I teach on prayer. In fact, one of my speaking engagements is called The Lost Art of Praying Scripture Back to God, because we don't do that anymore. Talk to older Christians and ask them, do you remember your mom or your grandmother, your dad or your grandfather praying with their Bible open? And they'll say yes, because we don't do that anymore. They used to let the Word of God direct the way they prayed. We don't do that anymore. We come to the Lord and say, oh, you know, Lord, I need to take care of this. I need to take care of that. And by the way, that's got to, oh, and did you miss this, Lord? Because this is happening now. Okay, thanks. I got to go. Goodbye. That's not the way they prayed back then. Do you remember the name George Mueller from the 1800s and the fabulous things that he would do with orphans in England? Well, you know, there's the famous story by A.T. Pearson, who said he and Mueller together one night, and they are done. All the kids are in bed, 2,000 kids, by the way. They're all in bed, and George says, oh, by the way, A.T., we don't have any food for tomorrow morning. And you could just see A.T. Pearson going apoplectic. But what did George Mueller do? He sat there. He prayed, trusted the Lord to take care of food for the next day. I'll bet you that George Mueller slept soundly, and A.T. Pearson probably didn't sleep a wink. And when they woke up, what happened? There was food for 2,000 kids there. Now, did George Mueller wake up one day with that kind of faith? No. I'll bet you 40 years earlier, he started off by going to the Lord saying, oh, Lord, we need food for 2 kids in 1 week. How are you going to do this? Over time, his faith was built up. And that's what we miss today, because we don't give the Lord the opportunity to strengthen our faith. It's a shame. It's such a lack of intimacy that we have with the Lord, because we don't give him the opportunity to handle things the way he wants to. We just come to him and say, oh, Lord, you missed this one. You know what I think, Brother Danny? I think that we call God a liar often. Now, we never use those words, but the way in which we plead for this and plead for that and beg for this and beg for that is actually calling God a liar. One of the things I tell people when I speak, and they look at me like I'm weird, I say, I don't pray for protection for myself. Now, that doesn't mean that God and I don't talk about protection. I go to bed at 8:30 every night. So when I leave a church at 8 o'clock and I've got a 4-hour drive home, by 10 o'clock, God and I are talking about protection. But it's never, oh, Lord, I need... It's never like that. It's always, Lord, what a great day we had today. I'm thankful for the appointments I've got scheduled for tomorrow. It is trusting God for protection, not pleading with him as if he's not going to do it. In fact, just on my website, I just put together a number of posts for there was a bus crash. About 20 students were on the way to the airport to go on a mission trip. Now, you know that all these people were praying for protection. They had teams of people praying for protection, but still something like this happened. And so I got into it with my post asking very logical questions like, if all these people prayed for protection and this bus tragedy still happened, how can I trust God with my prayers for my family? You see, that's where I want people to go. And what happens is they learn who God is. I say this when I'm with Southern Baptist, because I'm a Southern Baptist. We all know all about God. Our problem is we don't know God. We know about God, but we don't know God. And the challenge with powerful prayer is whether or not we're going to pray because we know who he is, or because we're scared to death because we don't really know who he is.
When you talk about prayer, someone listening might say, wow, Danny, you really got a specialist on prayer today. My goodness, this person may say. I close my eyes to pray, and I either forget about what I need to say, or I fall asleep,
yeah.
Or I say something for just maybe about a minute or two, and I'm done.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you say? How do you relate the life of prayer with someone like that?
Thank you for this opportunity. When I speak, I make it really clear to people. When I say you about this or you about, please know, I'm not being judgmental in any way. I recognize these things because of I have a long, accurate history and memory of myself and my issues and challenges. What I have learned about prayer is are the things that I think. Let's take one of the examples you gave: falling asleep. I used to be so embarrassed when I did that. I still do it. But I used to be so embarrassed when I did that. And then Dr. Stanley mentioned something once. He said, you know what? I don't get embarrassed anymore when I fall asleep because I know that when I wake up, what I was talking to the Lord about is much clearer in my brain. Mm. And when it comes to learning to pray, for example, we get in on our knees and all of a sudden we have distractions. I do exactly the same thing. I end up with distractions like, Mark, you need to remember to take out the garbage. I've just learned that what I do is I write it down. In fact, while you and I are on this phone, I've got a notepad here. I'm making some notes as we're talking. And so I make sure that I have a little notepad next to me so that I can make notes. Because here's what's going to happen. You're going to sit down, you're going to want to pray about something, and all of a sudden your brain's going to go off into another direction. So I would write it down, and I'd make a note, maybe a one word, maybe the name of somebody, because you'll remember when it comes back to that. But I would never want anybody to walk away from my speaking, and I say this often, don't ever walk away saying, oh man, I've been praying wrong my whole life. No, the way you pray, whether it be for an hour at a time or 1 minute at a time, that's the way you've been taught. And like you said already, Brother Danny, this is about a relationship. Now, God wants to have a relationship with you, and as you review prayer from that standpoint, your relationship will grow. It's kind of like when you begin to have a relationship with the person, you know, down the street. You can't come into the relationship with that person, spend a whole hour talking to them. If you do that, they'll probably not want to be your friend. But we learn communication over time. I think that's why men and women of old used to pray with their Bibles open.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because they would let the Word of God direct the way they pray. Folks that are concerned about, oh man, I can't pray like that guy. I think that if they forget about that guy and just open up the Word of God, they may get through 1.5 verses. And all of a sudden, 1.5 verses, they say, oh, that's good. And they start talking to God about that verse or that 1.5. And they begin to learn to pray by thinking about and meditating upon a verse.
You're listening to Mark Mirza. Mark is the founder of Common Thread Ministries. And the Common Thread Ministries has expanding ministry throughout America and in Africa, and specifically in Kenya. He'll share more about that when we come back. He's also a writer, not only blogs and on his website, but novels. Mark Mirza, more from Mark when we come back from our break. My friend, he talks about the praying with the scriptures. Have you ever read the Word and something really strikes you as you're reading, maybe a devotion, maybe just reading through the Bible? Passage catches you and you see a promise of God, where God, it's like God is speaking to you. Could you possibly turn it around and say, Lord, your word has said, Lord, you have said to me, and praying it back? I wonder if you've ever done that. If not, maybe you should try. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Mark Mirza led the men's prayer ministry for Dr. Charles Stanley at First Baptist Church, Atlanta, Georgia, from March 2006 until September 2010, when Common Thread Ministries, the ministry he started, began to pick up steam, and it has continued to move along quite well. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. Thank you for joining us. You can find out more about Mark Mirza at markmirza.com. Mark, how did your work expand to Kenya?
Oh, this is an embarrassing story, but it's an important one to tell. Thank you for asking. I have a Tuesday morning Bible study, and one of the men in the Tuesday morning Bible study said he had a friend coming over from Kenya. He'd like me to meet him, and he told me which denomination he was from and how he... And I said, and I'm just being very candid with you, I don't want to meet him. I know how the guy thinks. I know how the guy prays. I was very arrogant. And I said, I don't want to go. But because John set it up, I felt compelled to. So I went over to have breakfast with Brother Zachariah. And as I'm talking, I didn't want to challenge him directly. That was inappropriate. So I just started sharing with Brother Zachariah how God had been teaching me about brokenness. And the more I talked, Brother Zachariah, his eyes got bigger and bigger, and his jaw dropped, and he said this, and he's given me permission to use this, even when I'm in Kenya. He said, oh, Brother Mark, I'm so ashamed at the way we order God around. It was at that moment that I knew I would be going to Kenya. I didn't know I would be going back half a dozen times, but I have fallen in love with those people. They are a people that love to pray. They're a people that spend a lot of time in prayer, but they are a people that spend a lot of time praying outside of the Lord's will. And so my job is to come in and just lovingly share with them just some simple prayer insights, like the difference between praising the Lord and thanking the Lord, the idea of praying so that the person you're praying with can listen and agree with you in prayer, just different things like that. And so I just spent a lot of time talking very, very basic things about prayer, and I am blessed to be able to do that. Last time I went, I took the movie War Room, and I did a prayer boot camp based on the movie War Room in a couple of locations. And so there's just all kinds of very simple, very basic things that I do. But that's not just in Kenya. Even here in the United States, I just speak very, very basically and simply about prayer. I keep saying to the Lord, please let me change my message, please. And he says, no. The same message I give today when I do an all-day intensive on Sundays is the same message I was giving in October 2010 when I started this ministry.
Mark, it's just a joy to listen and hear this because, excuse me, there's so many aspects of prayer, and yet it's just talking to God. And yeah. So there's something so profound and yet so very simple, and you're just helping so many people broaden their concept, their thought, their ability to pray.
Yeah. And, you know, that's really what God has impressed upon me. I'm not some smart guy. I'm just a regular guy. And I always tell people, forgive me for saying it this way, but I always tell people I'm always half a step away from being an idiot. There's nothing special about me at all. Why God is using me, I have no idea. That he's using me, I have no doubt. But I know me. I wouldn't use me. And I say all that to simply say this. No matter who you are, if you're listening, just open up the Word of God and let the Lord show you how to pray about different situations. There are times when we find promises, and I think that's absolutely appropriate to claim. Psalm 37:4 says, when you delight yourself in the Lord, he will, not maybe, not possibly, he will give you the desires of your heart. You know, he says in numerous places, I'm not willing that any should perish. So when you pray for your lost loved one, you shouldn't be praying, oh, Lord, I know you can save. No, you should be praying, Lord, I trust you're already in the process of working out his salvation. These are the simple things that we need to start doing, but it only happens when we open up the Bible and let the Bible direct us in the way we pray.
Thank you.
How do you know God hears and answers your prayers?
Well, because he has. I have had the opportunity to ask the Lord to give me peace in the midst of an incredibly difficult situation, and he does. I had the opportunity, and I say it that way purposely, I had the opportunity to go through heart surgery. I went to the doctor because I had a teeny tiny bit of pain in my left arm. You know where you're not supposed to. And it wasn't a big deal. It was a really, really small thing. But I went, and they did all these tests, and everything was fine. But they said, something isn't quite right, so come on back and do another test. I did, and that's when they said, you're not going anywhere, baby. You are staying here. We're going to do heart surgery tomorrow. Well, I wanted to pray that God would give the surgeons, proper sleep the night before, let them all be ready, all that stuff. But I didn't have the peace to do that. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and the only way I had peace and was able to go back to sleep before this quadruple bypass surgery was when I made the commitment that, Lord, when I see the doctors and nurses tomorrow morning, I will simply pray that they have the opportunity to experience God this day so that when they lay their head on their pillows, they will say, I experienced God today. Not necessarily through me, but through whatever situations throughout the day. And I'm telling you, when I went in to pray for them, well, first of all, when I went to sleep, I was able to go back to sleep with complete peace. I was able to go in and pray for them with complete peace because the Lord had taught me in that one little situation that this isn't about me. This is about me listening to him and letting him speak to me. I often teach that when it comes to open doors. A lot of people like to say, oh, there's a door open. God did it. No, sometimes he opens doors to test us. sometimes he opens doors so that we can be tested. Are we going to jump to it because it's what we want? Or are we going to wait until we let him let us know that it's time to be going through a particular door? The same thing goes when it comes to praying for direction. People ask me to pray for direction for them until they hear me talk. I say, look, I'll pray for direction for you, but you won't like the way I pray. And I say, look, because of 1 Corinthians 14:33, which says God is not a God of confusion, but he's a God of peace. I pray when it comes to direction for people that you have absolutely no peace whatsoever until you find what God wants you to do. And I'm telling you, he does that all the time.
Insights from Mark Mirza. He's not just giving us all the things that we've been hearing or you normally hear about prayer. And we do want that, don't we? We want to go beneath the surface when we talk about or consider the life of prayer, the ministry of prayer. Well, Mark Mirza, you can find out more about his ministry, Common Thread Ministries. Go to markmirza.com. That's M-I-R-Z-A, markmirza.com. When we come back, I'm wondering about his novels. He writes. So he'll share a little bit about that, maybe a little bit of a lightning round. Things like, if you could live your life over, what would you do differently, Mark Mirza? A word to someone facing a trial right now. Maybe, dear friend, you're facing a tough time. Mark Mirza may have a word for you. And then a time of prayer. I would love for Mark to pray for you, for us. So stay with us. We'll be back with our last segment in a moment. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kayani Team Aloha, has seen Kayani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kayani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Mark Mirza also goes back to Kenya teaching. He teaches there. He has a small team of indigenous teachers who are engaging a larger and larger group of would-be prayer warriors. And he does it also in both countries, in America and Kenya. He does pastors and lay leaders prayer conferences as well as prayer boot camps based on the movie War Room. I'm talking about Mark Mirza. You can find out more about Mark at markmirza.com. Get this program in its entirety for free. Share it with a friend at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. Mark Mirza, our guest. Thanks for joining us. Mark, you write novels. What have you written lately?
Well, I love Christian fiction, and so I wrote a novel, Teaching Prayer Through the Fun of Fiction. I always teach that prayer is more caught than taught, meaning if you want to learn how to pray, get around people to pray. So in the novel, men and women model prayer. There's three eras. You know that in Colossians chapter 4, verse 12, Paul talks about a guy by the name of Epaphras as a prayer warrior. So I figured, who better to learn prayer from but Epaphras? So I made up his nephew, Thales. The only problem is Thales falls in love with Caiaphas' granddaughter. Not a good thing to do. And then there's another character from 150 years ago, an itinerant preacher. Now, in the novel, you can tell that Alexander Rich, the itinerant preacher, is falling in love. He doesn't see it yet, but he is falling in love. And he's from the North. He grew up with D.L. Moody, so he and Moody exchange letters in my novel. And then the third character is a modern-day track coach who's having to deal with all kinds of things, like a rabid atheist psych professor who just found out that she has cancer. And so all of this is going on in the novel, and the reason I have three different eras is because they're handling completely different problems, but they're handling them the same way in prayer. So you go from one era to another, different problems, but they're handling it the same way in prayer. And so by repetition, you begin to learn how to pray yourself. It's become a lot of fun. In fact, I guess I'm a romantic. Anyway, the itinerant preacher, I have no idea if he gets married in the second novel or the third novel. And I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait. So what I did is I started writing short stories where his wife is writing his memoirs for the 20th wedding anniversary. And every short story is a new teaching about prayer. It's really cute.
Suzanne, do you think he's enjoying writing a little bit?
I think he is loving life to the fullest, and I'm loving listening to this. Mark, I have a question. What do you say to someone who makes the comment, well, all I can do is pray?
I look at them and I say, look, there's two ways we can say that. We say, oh, I'm so sorry. All I can do is pray. Or you can turn it around and you have to imagine my arms are coming up with the palms upward. Oh, everything I can do is pray.
Amen. Exactly.
That's the difference.
If you could live your life over, Mark, what would you do differently?
You know, you're not supposed to ask these kind of questions. We only have a few minutes left. let me answer this, though, a little bit differently than you might expect. One of the things I teach in prayer is that God is sovereign. Now, we know that. He says that all the time. But we somehow, when we begin to pray, we forget that he is sovereign. So if you're somebody in a very, very difficult situation right now, my first comment to you in love is, because God is sovereign, where you are at is where God wants you. Or he's not sovereign. Now, he may not necessarily want you to stay where you're at, but that's the first thing I need to accept. So to answer your question is, there are a lot of things I would like to do differently. There are a lot of things I should do differently. But the truth is, I wouldn't be the man that I am if I did some of those things differently. Now, that's not a license to sin, and I've done enough of that. So please hear me. I'm not saying it's a license, but I acknowledge that God is using me in spite of me.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite scripture?
Wow. The mission statement for Common Thread Ministries is rebuilding the foundations of prayer. And that comes from Psalm 11:3, where the Word of God says that if the foundations are ruined, who can stand? And you know, when you look at Answers in Genesis and the Creation Museum, and you see that what those guys do is they talk a lot about the foundations, because if the foundations are ruined, who can stand? It's the same thing with prayer. I believe that things are going to get a lot worse in our country. And I say the mission statement for Common Thread Ministry is rebuilding the foundations of prayer because of Psalm 11:3. But I don't stop there. I go on and I say, because I believe that when things get worse, if your prayer life isn't solid, you will cave. And so really that verse has become something that, well, it's so important to me that it's our mission statement. It's not the one I use the most, but it is the verse that probably is one of my favorite verses.
Your prayer life and the inner life, are they the same?
I wish they were. Hmm. The reason I have the opportunity to speak every single Sunday is because people aren't living that way. Their inner life is, well, in fact, here's I say this almost every week. People get grumpy at me. How much time do you spend watching television compared to how much time you spend in prayer? Or how much time do you spend watching television compared to how much time you spend in the Word of God? You see, I believe that when we even think about what the proper answer is there, we answer that question for ourselves. It's not what's inside of us. Isn't it Jesus who said, what's in your heart will come out through your mouth, and what's in your heart is what you see all the time? And so if it's the Word of God you focus upon, great. I believe also that Romans 15:13 is why I can pray that for many. In fact, yeah, I'm sorry, let me pray that for when I get done, let me pray that for your people that are listening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's do that in a moment. We've got just a few minutes left. This is sort of a monkey wrench. There are some people. See, Mark, you're lucid. There's an eloquence. You're vivacious. There's
passionate
in the way that you communicate. There are some people, though, that maybe a listener will be listening and say, well, I know somebody that prays all the time, but they're weird. They don't relate. They don't connect. I mean, it's like they are literally living in another world. Mark Mirza, what would you say? What happened?
I believe that pride is one of those things that we can spend a lot of time with. I have a very good friend. I can't give many details about him because people will know him if they listen to this. But I've got a very good friend who does prayer ministry out of pride, and I can tell you he is weird. He doesn't do it out of love for people. He doesn't do it out of love for those he's serving. He does it out of pride, and it is so obvious when you get to know him. I feel bad for him. I pray for him all the time. My wife often says, Mark, you be nice to so-and-so, because I have a hard time wanting to be nice to him.
Mark, pray, dear brother. Please pray for our listeners. Pray for us. Pray.
Mm-hmm. Romans 15:13 is a great verse, and I will just pray it in my prayer. Father, as I lift up these men and women that are listening, as I lift up Brother Danny, Sister Susan, Jamie, and everybody else that's there, I think of Romans 15:13 that says that you are the God of hope. And because you're the God of hope, fill my new friends with great joy and great peace, simply because they're believers. And Father, as you do that, allow them to overflow with hope. And whoever they go home to, whoever they work with or live with, or let them see that these folks overflow with hope, simply because of the power of the Holy Spirit living inside of them. And Father, because this is your word, Romans 15:13, I don't pray that you can do it. Lord, I don't even pray that you will do it. I trust that you are already in the process of doing this in these men and women and boys and girls' lives. Thank you, Father, for your word, because I know that it's truth. And because it's truth, I can pray trusting you're already in the process of doing that which you have said. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Suzanne, isn't it refreshing to hear someone praying the scriptures?
Yes.
Mark Mirza, we've got about a minute left. Tell us a little bit about Corazon.
Corazon, it's our horse. It's actually our second horse. Mm-hmm. Our first horse, by the way, is memorialized in my first novel. But Corazon Jalab is our horse. He's a Lusitano that my wife rides because my wife rides does dressage. And last year she was 14th in the nation in her amateur group that she was in, which is really cool because we never expected her to do that. But she rides dressage and it is like horse ballet. And I got to tell you, all I ever knew about horses was what I learned from John Wayne. So to be involved in this is really cool. And I make sure that every Friday afternoon I'm available to go up to the barn with her, and Saturdays I go often, and then Sundays, depending upon where I'm speaking. So it's become a way that her and I can just spend some time together, because she works all kinds of hours. In fact, she's still at her office now. So it is a way for her and I to spend some time together, completely away from everything that we do. And when you go to my website, you'll see some videos I've done out there at the barn, because I do little 2-3 minute videos with the barn in the background, and it's really gorgeous. Although you never know, one of these days I might be able to do some videos with the Hawaiian shores in the background.
Mm.
Oh, would that be fabulous? Okay, I'm done. Sorry.
So you're not going to see Mark in a Louis L'Amour story. He writes his own stories. Dressage is quite a different encounter, the elegance, the sophistication of it.
Good
but
work.
We do
yes,
have our Hawaiian cowboys, the Paniolo.
Yes.
We have our own there in the audience.
They don't do dressage, though.
No, not dressage. Mark Mirza, it's been a joy, dear brother. Thank you for being with us today. You've been a blessing.
Thank you. It has been my honor. Thank you. And Susan, thank you. It was a pleasure meeting you at the NRB, and Jamie and Brother Danny. Thank you so much. You have a great team around you.
Yeah. Well, I hope I get to see you if you're there again. I guess next year we're going to be in Tennessee, right?
Yes.
So,
well, and I'll be at the airport to pick you up when you come.
That sounds great.
Just let me know.
Okay.
Encouraging words from Mark Mirza. You can find out more about him at markmirza.com. My friend, you know, God's timing is indeed perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, you know, look, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. We really do believe that. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus, and we've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your financial support and your prayers to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. 1 Chronicles 16:11, look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Mark Mirza. Again, find out more at markmirza.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.